This is an Aero News Touch and Go for March 17, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Diamond Aircraft tells ANN it received the much-anticipated European Aviation Safety Type Certificate for its DA-42NG, powered by the 170-horsepower Austro engine AE-300 turbodiesel that happened on Friday. The engine is intended as a replacement for aerodiesel engines previously sourced from now-bankrupt T-Alert aircraft engines. In the words of CEO Christian Drees, quote, "We are delighted to be able to resume volume deliveries of the DA-42, less than 11 months after the insolvency of TAE. The DA-42NG is better in every respect, with much improved performance, increased gross weight, even better fuel efficiency, and the Garmin GFC-700 autopilot, and is prepared for Garmin Synthetic Vision System. Most important to the existing customer base, we are focusing our efforts to achieve the certification of the optional upgrade of all delivered DA-42s with the Austro engine," unquote. The Garmin G1000 juggernaut rolls on. The company announced yesterday the FAA has granted supplemental type certification for the G1000 in the King Air 200 and V200. Gary Kelly, Garmin's VP of Marketing, commented, quote, "We've gone to great lengths to make sure customers who upgrade to this panel have the same leading-edge technologies they would find in a jet while also enjoying the utility and affordability of their King Air. This retrofit is available to most King Air 200 B200 aircraft today because the STC takes into account the most common King Air configurations, such as Black Hawk engines," unquote. The three-panel G1000 suite for the King Air includes the GFC-700 three-axis autopilot system, and will typically save 100 pounds over the legacy equipment it replaces. Find out more using the FMI link at the bottom of the text version of this story at aero-news.net. The Centers for Disease Control are working to contact 17 passengers from a Northwest Airlines flight earlier this month after one passenger was found to have tuberculosis. Bloomberg reports the plane involved was Flight 51 from Frankfurt to Detroit on March 10th. Customs officials discovered the unidentified man was infected after he landed, and he was taken to a local hospital. He's reportedly responding well to treatment. CDC spokeswoman Shelley Diaz says the risk of TB transmission is very low, but both the Atlanta-based lab and Northwest are taking steps to contain the disease. According to the World Health Organization, about a third of the world's population carries the bacteria, though not everyone who's a carrier becomes ill. CDC figures show 13,299 U.S. cases of TB in 2007. That's the last year for which figures were available. After being caught off guard last week, officials at NASA are keeping close track of yet another chunk of space trash that threatens to come uncomfortably close to the International Space Station. The shuttle Discovery has a rendezvous with the station scheduled today. The Associated Press reports the 4-inch-long chunk of debris from a Soviet-era satellite that broke up in 1981 may come within a half mile of the ISS, but trackers say the object's erratic orbit makes it difficult to predict. If the station's orbit is adjusted to evade the debris, Discovery's orbit would also need adjustment. Ironically, it has been speculated that the old Cosmos 1275 military satellite, from which today's debris drama originated, was itself the victim of collision with debris shortly after launch. At the time, Soviet scientists claimed an onboard battery exploded. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The FAA retreats to rulemaking on new crew rest minima. Oil is cheaper this year, but refining is way cheaper. And coalition forces confirm the downing of an Iranian UAV over Iraq. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, learn more about the new Aero News Bug from FAA's Kevin Clover and AFASF's Paul Berger. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.